You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Breonna Bloyer, pregnant with her boyfriend's child, extremely unhappy that Bentley, his toddler from a previous relationship, lives with him. She routinely beats the little boy, making searches online on making bruises disappear overnight. When a friend drops by, Bentley lying on the couch, not breathing. Friend calls 911. Toddler pronounced dead at the hospital.
Nancy, in the hours before the friend discovered Bentley unconscious, Bloyer reportedly searched how to get someone to come to when they passed out. Bloyer's phone showed she made no attempt to call 911. Bloyer fled their Pennsylvania home after learning Bentley died and was later apprehended in Arizona. Bentley's father claims he was unaware of the abuse, but did notice Bloyer stressed out and frustrated around the toddler. He is not facing any charges.
Mom-to-be Breonna Bloyer, 30, now charged with child abuse and murder. Florida Detective William Harsanyi driving an unmarked patrol car when a black Dodge Charger pulls up. He notes the car has several modifications, making it similar to an unmarked patrol car, but the license plate is civilian. As the car pulls up to a red light, the Charger flips on police lights to speed through the intersection. Harsanyi flips on his own lights and confronts the fake undercover, Frank DeJulio Jr., who admits he has illegal emergency lights. DeJulio, 35, now charged with impersonating a cop. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A California man has been sentenced to life without parole for the 2018 hate crime murder of a gay University of Pennsylvania student. 27-year-old Samuel Woodward was convicted earlier this year of first-degree murder with a hate crime enhancement for the brutal killing of 19-year-old Blaze Bernstein. Bernstein, a college sophomore who was both gay and Jewish, disappeared after meeting Woodward at a park in Lake Forest, California. Days later, his body was discovered in a shallow grave, stabbed multiple times. Prosecutors linked Woodward to the neo-Nazi extremist group Atomwaffen Division, alleging his actions were fueled by anti-gay and anti-Semitic beliefs. A search of Woodward's home uncovered hate group materials, a bloodied knife, and a mask bearing traces of blood. During trial, Woodward's defense argued his actions stemmed from confusion about his sexuality and a troubled upbringing in a conservative Catholic family. However, prosecutors painted a darker picture, accusing him of targeting gay men online and keeping a hate-filled journal. In a landmark legal move, the family of Malcolm X has filed a $100 million lawsuit accusing federal and local agencies of involvement in the 1965 assassination of the iconic civil rights leader. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The lawsuit, submitted in Manhattan federal court, names the CIA, FBI, New York Police Department, and others, alleging they knew of and played roles in the murder. Standing with Malcolm X's daughters at a news conference, attorney Ben Crump called the case a bid to expose what he described as decades of government misconduct. He urged officials to confront the alleged historical wrongs detailed in the suit. The lawsuit claims law enforcement suppressed evidence, coordinated efforts to undermine Malcolm X's security, and failed to prevent his assassination at Manhattan's Audubon Ballroom, where he was shot on February 21, 1965. Malcolm X, born Malcolm Little and later known as El-Haj Malik El-Shabazz, was 39 years old. While three men were convicted in the killing, two were exonerated in 2021 after new investigations revealed withheld evidence and flawed prosecutions. The lawsuit argues the government concealed its alleged role in coordinating with what it calls ruthless killers and details accusations of a corrupt relationship between law enforcement and provocateurs. The Shabazz family contends that decades of withheld information, including the identities of undercover agents and informants, have compounded their pain and obscured the truth. They describe the damage as immense and irreparable.
Officials, including representatives from the CIA and NYPD, declined to comment. The FBI cited its policy of not discussing active litigation.
Thanks, John. Emma Braun, 25, mom of three, just days away from giving birth to her fourth child. Her mom pays her a visit at her Gary, Indiana home. Nothing seems wrong, but next day, she doesn't answer texts or calls. Family immediately report her missing, going door to door with flyers. Emma, 5'3", 140 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. She frequently changes hairstyles with wigs. one nose piercing, scars on her arms, tattoos, including a sunrise on her collarbone. Emma's likely given birth in the 6 weeks she's been missing. If you have info on a beloved mom, Emma Bond, contact Gary, Indiana PD, Sergeant Salazar, 219-881-1209. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.